Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting third. The center fielder, Veda Pinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. And now, play ball. Al Heist batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Heist hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kindle hits a line drive into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Casco hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Blasingame hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Purkey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bauschi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo scores. Taylor moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hobby strikes out. Two outs. Al Heist batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Heist is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heist hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Robinson strikes out. Taylor drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Robinson out. 1 out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Lynch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kindall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindall hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson, who is chasing the ball. Altman reaches third base with a triple. Banks goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Edwards is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bob Perkey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perkey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi hits a pop-up towards third. Freese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Hobby reaches second base with a double. Al Heist batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Heist is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 1 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. 2 outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into center field. Heiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kindle is 0-2 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Banks is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Banks reaches second base with a double. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Altman is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Williams is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Coleman is 0-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Robinson. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Robinson steals third. Jerry Lynch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lynch is 0-1 in the game. Lynch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Freeze is 0-1 in the game. Freeze hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Lynch trying to get to third. Williams throws the ball into Santo, who tags Lynch for the out. Freeze moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Edwards is 0-1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freeze scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Purkey is 0-1 in the game. Purkey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Santo is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Taylor is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bauschi is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Glenn Hobby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hobby is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Purkey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taylor scores. Bauschi moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Sherman Jones now pitching. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Heist is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-2 in the game. Casco hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-2 in the game. Blasingame hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Blasingame reaches second base with a double. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blasingame scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinson moves to third. Bob Anderson now pitching. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's Cubs, 4, Reds, 4. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to third. Jerry Lynch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lynch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lynch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Coleman moves to second. It's 5-4, Reds. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Freese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freese hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman scores. Lynch moves to second. It's 6-4, Reds. Sherman Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Casco is 0-for-3 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Blasingame hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Reds. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Santo reaches second base with a double. Bill Henry now pitching. Don Zimmer pinch hits for Sammy Taylor. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zimmer hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santo moves to third. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bauschi is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi hits a pop-up towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Bob Will pinch hits for Andre Rogers. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Will is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 5. The Reds will come to bat. Mo Thacker now catching. Barney Schultz now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Reds. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman is hit by the pitch. Elio Chacon pinch runs for Gordy Coleman. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lynch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynch is called out on strikes. 1 out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Chacon. The throw from Thacker and he is out, Banks applying the tag. 2 outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Freeze is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freeze strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Gurnett now playing first base. Pete Wisenant now playing left field. Richie Ashburn pinch hits for Al Heist. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashburn for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kindle is 0-for-4 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 7, Reds, 7. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 7. The Reds will come to bat. Richie Ashburn now playing center field. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brosnan strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Casco is 0-for-4 in the game. Casco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Santo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thacker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bauschi is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Thacker moves to second. Don Cardwell pinch runs for Mo Thacker. Dick Bertel pinch hits for Barney Schultz. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardwell scores. Bauschi moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Cubs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kindle is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 7. The Reds will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Dick Bertel now catching. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Blasingame hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Robinson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Gus Bell pinch hits for Dick Gurnett. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Wally Post pinch hits for Pete Wisenant. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Cincinnati Reds, 7. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.